Hello, world. You're listening to the Cash All Podcast. Technology integrates with every aspect of our lives: computing, entertainment, gaming, education, and much more. Here to discuss all of it is your host, Brandon Peterson. What a great time of year. I love fall. All the fall things. Huh? Football, pumpkin patches, hayrack rides, Oktoberfest, fall festivals, any kind of autumn activity that people do locally in their communities, I think are awesome. When I was big into home beer brewing, I always thought of fall time as the best time for craft brews. So many craft breweries can incorporate all these flavors into their beverages. Apple, cinnamon, pumpkin, Oktoberfest, nutmeg. These unique combinations of flavors and aromas. And graphic design is no different. Graphic design goes with autumn just as much as s'mores, snickerdoodle, and pumpkin spice. There's so much inspiration for designers who are willing to take life a little slower at that time, making sure you have a camera and your phone with you. And I think we'll start talking about the colors. I think everyone can always use inspiration for color palettes. You can find great inspirations from Mother Nature. Leaves changing colors. You can find a tree lane. You can find a river surrounded by trees. There's always great stuff in the mountains. Driving down the old highways. Take pictures of those trees. Combinations of the leaves and the bark, the browns, oranges, yellows, tans, earth tones. There are some great unique combinations that we don't normally think about trying in our designs. Did you know that you can actually create a palette of swatches based off the colors from a photograph that you took in Photoshop? Well, you can. You start off by just opening up your picture in Photoshop. You go up to Image, Mode, select Index Color. It's going to ask you if you want to flatten the layer. Say yes, then a window is going to pop up. And there's an option there that says palette, and you want to select local selective. Then you want to choose how many colors you wanted to select from the image. If it's a big photograph, it might say that there are 256 colors that it chose, something like that. You probably don't want 256 colors, so then you can manually adjust that to like 15 or choose a smaller number. Then click OK. Then you go back up to image mode and select color table. And then you'll see those swatches that it's selected. From there, you can save it anywhere, save it wherever you can find it as a .act file. Make sure you click that in the little drag down options if it's not already selected for you. Then go to your swatches panel. If it's not showing up, you may need to go up to Window and then select Swatches. Then your Swatches panel will show up. There's a little hamburger menu with those three lines in the upper right-hand corner of your Swatches panel. If you click on that, there's an option to Import Swatches. It's going to open up a little browser, and from there, your object is not going to show up. You're actually going to have to go down to the file type and click on that. At the drop down, and you're going to have to choose the selection for a .act file, and then it'll show up wherever and whatever folder you saved it in. Once you open that, it'll show up at the bottom of your swatch library with those colors available for you to select for your color chooser. How awesome is that? What other colors can give you inspiration, or what other ways can you find inspiration for your colors for your projects in the autumn time? How about food? Pumpkin pie. You have a nice little color palette built in right there. You got that, I don't know what color brown you call it, copper brown, something, I don't know. But you have the color of the pumpkin pie. You have the lighter tan of the crust. You have the cream color of the whipped cream. There's a color palette. How about colors you can find in a roasted marshmallow? How about colors of a s'more? How about colors of a turkey? Colors of a pumpkin patch? Colors of a sunflower field? Colors of your harvest, like corn? All sorts of places if you take the time to pull over on the side of the road, take a picture, and then carry on what you were doing. enjoying a little autumn hike or an autumn drive with the fam. Next thing I wanted to talk about was fonts. So in Nebraska, we have this thing called the Junk Jaunt. It's basically this place where all these communities across the state, and you drive from place to place, and they have all sorts of things that you can purchase at the Junk Jaunt. Anything you're looking for, any kind of crafty thing, antiques, junk, you know, whatever. I'm not going to name the community that used all their signs around their fairgrounds with Comic Sans. If you're happening to listen to this, do better, please. But there are a ton of hand lettering crafts, engravings on wooden signs, painted designs, patchwork with fabrics. Great places for inspiration for fonts and textures as well. The coffee shops that you'll find along the way provide some good inspiration. The designs and signs and imagery on junk retro products, or as I call them, treasures. There's old comics, there's old business signs, all sorts of places where you can find cool ideas. You can take a picture or you can purchase it. You don't bring it with you and use it for some of your projects. Last year there was an electric football table, one of those old vibrating football tables where you put the players on. I was so close to turning back around to get, maybe this year, maybe this will be the year, if it's available, I may end up going to purchase that. There's another place called The Secret Garden outside Myrna, Nebraska. That place is a national treasure. And if you can't leave there without some inspiration and maybe one of those loaded baked potatoes and some kind of a delicious coffee, then there's something wrong with you. Did you know that you can even use Photoshop to help you match your fonts? Well, that's true also. So all you have to do is open up the photograph that you have with a picture of the words. The next thing you do is you go up to the top menus, and there's one of them that says type. And you select from the drop-down of type, you select match font. You'll follow the prompts that come up, and you'll get some very close, if not exact, suggestions. You may need to download them from the Creative Cloud, but they'll be free and should be able to be used for any purpose, including commercial. They let you know all the licensing information as you're browsing through those particular fonts. So I think of Junk Jaunt at the end of September. Out at Sydney, Nebraska, they have this Oktoberfest out there, and they have some craft fair kind of things with that. That's a good place for some inspiration for your designs. All sorts of county fairs. We have the Nebraska State Fair coming up. I'm sure all states, if you don't live in Nebraska, you have similar kind of things happening around this time of year. Craft fairs are a great place for ideas, I think, for minimal illustrations. Like shapes that are cut out of wood. The shapes that are cut out of wood, are shapes that can be made in Adobe Illustrator. You can make them into stickers, animations, graphics, GIFs, profile pictures, badges, plenty of ideas. Finally, football, particularly college football. You got the colors of the uniforms, you got the logos on the helmets, you have the designs on the fields themselves, the designs on the programs that you buy for the games, tailgate signs, game day signs, flags, pennants, apparel, little buttons, t-shirt ideas, all sorts of great things to look at other than just the football game if you're going to experience some college football games. Skull Sparks is a phenomenal social media platform user, I guess, on Twitter where they post things that other schools are doing with their promotional art and their promotional social media posts for their different respective college teams of all sports. So I would highly recommend following at Skull Sparks for ideas for designs that you could be using for graphic design for that sports fan in your target audience. With all those ideas that you photograph and that you write down, that leaves you time in early October for Adobe Max whether you attend in person or virtually. I'll be attending virtually again this year, and I guarantee there will be a podcast episode about Adobe Max 2022. That's plenty of ideas for you and for your graphic designs, for content creation, website elements, newsletter art, social media content promotion strategies. Should you get through this season with all these ideas, you'll probably still have plenty left over for the start of next autumn season. You can just kind of add them to your list of things to try. Happy fall, y'all. Get out there, find those local activities, get inspired, and at the same time, you can have some wholesome fun with those you care about. It literally is the best time of year. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to subscribe and leave a review if you like what you heard. For other content, you can follow me on Twitter @CodePeterson.